Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And one of the trends we're going to be covering quite a bit in 2016 is analytics from platforms like Office 365 with Power BI and even Salesforce Wave. There are a lot of different aspects to analytics that we want to cover in the coming year. And there's some promise and also some things that we want to kind of take pause and look at. So to break down the subject and talk a little bit about analytics in the coming year, I have with me one of my trusty contributors to Search Content Management, Scott Robinson, who's a BI and SharePoint expert. So Scott, welcome.
It's great to be here, Lauren.
It's great to have you back. And I know this is an area of great passion for you, so I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Me too.
So let's talk a little bit about management models. I think there's a lot of confusion out there, too, about analytics types and what people should expect from different kinds of analytics, if they even know that there are sort of different analytics models out there. Can you tell us a little bit about management models and different kinds of analytics?
I really can, and it's something that's of great interest to me because this is a real point of confusion, like you said. The models that are being implemented are sort of progressive. People take on analytics in kind of bite-sized chunks because analytics is filled with new ideas, it's filled with new techniques, it's filled with different technology, and the whole idea of analytics is to understand our businesses better, to understand what happened better, to understand our customers and our business partners better. And as long as we're trying to improve that understanding so that our performance and our functionality improves, you know, we have to take close looks at what's really going on. How we manage that process is a big topic in the coming year. We've heard a lot of buzz in the analytics world about management models. And essentially what this means is we base our analytics, we base our predictive models on events that we know have occurred and events that we anticipate happening in the near future. And one big criticism of business analytics in general is that we miss the stuff that happens in between. Now, a great example of this is in the healthcare industry, where analytics are very heavily applied, for obvious reasons, to events that happen in a person's healthcare life. We go to it for a doctor visit. We have an accident, and we go to the ER. We're going to have major surgery, and so we have a series of exams before the surgery. Then we have the surgery itself, and then we have our recovery from the surgery. And we have all these isolated events, but we don't take a close look at what happens between those big events. Now, the point being made when we look at our management models of analytics is how can we fill in those blanks? Now, 2016 is going to be a fascinating year when we look at management models and analytics for this reason. We now have an internet that not only includes computers, not only includes laptops, it also includes a lot of mobile devices, and now it includes our phones and our watches and even the clothes we wear. What this means is we can begin feeding data into analytics processes on a constant basis. This makes a big difference in healthcare. Can you imagine how much better healthcare can be if we know that Uncle Joe's healthcare is not only being monitored by a home care nurse who visits twice a week, but it's also being monitored by his watch. And his watch is feeding data about his vital signs into a data stream that is chunking away on the analytics for him on an ongoing basis. Or in the supply chain, when we have deliveries of objects and we have things in transit, you know, we all see on Amazon.com when we order a package, we can track the package. What about the events that happen between those drop-off points? You know, places where we are noticing that damage is occurring on a regular basis somewhere in the supply chain. You know, all kinds of things that can be occurring that we can be keeping track of because now the internet is everywhere. Applying these new models is going to be a huge, huge topic in the coming year, and it's going to jump analytics forward a great deal.
So you alluded to this in this answer. You talked a little bit about gathering data from devices.
Right.
Yeah. And I have a couple questions for you, and I know you have a lot to say on this topic, but one is, you know, first of all, we want the data to be kind of digestible from a wearable or what have you. And also, where, you know, there's a lot of concern about ingesting the data in terms of the application that it goes to, and is that application secure, just the getting the data there and making it digestible and readable and integrated with other information. So let's talk about analytics and devices.
Okay, this is a huge topic.
Yeah.
And I think that we can expect to see an awful lot happen in the coming year when it comes to how are analytics handled by the various devices that participate in the process. Now, I just said a few minutes ago that one big thing is that we have objects capable of feeding data into analytic streams passively through the Internet. That's one kind of mobile support of analytics, but the other kind is more problematic. A lot of times we have people in the field, whether they are truck drivers or they are salespeople or they are home care nurses examining people in their homes, all these people who are out there entering data into devices and trying to interact with information coming back. That's part of the analytics process. This is really tricky because entering data on a mobile device is not a big deal. But the processes that we're talking about here tend to be very complicated, and it's awfully hard to grab what you need to grab from the screen of a mobile phone. Now, one place where Microsoft in particular has done a good job of responding is in their Power BI product. Power BI is integrated with SharePoint. You can do an awful lot in terms of dashboarding through SharePoint built on the SQL stack for its business intelligence. Now, one thing Microsoft has done to make its analytics more friendly when they're rendered in Power BI is they have a multi-channel function in SharePoint that changes the HTML5 rendering of a screen depending on the device you're using. This makes it much easier for field personnel who are out there dealing with data entry and then dealing with information coming back at them that they have to base decisions on to really understand what's going on and to have a lot of complex information rendered in a way that's clean and unambiguous on their mobile screens. Now, Microsoft is the leader here. I'm expecting to see all the major vendors take steps forward in the coming year.
So now let's talk about another kind of buzzy concept that's been, you know, all has been a subject of great discussion in 2015 and in 2016, I imagine. We're going to hear more about it. And maturity and advancements, and that's data visualization. What do you, can you talk a little bit about what it is and what we might expect in the coming year in terms of it maturing?
Oh, wow. It is being discussed everywhere. You'll see it online in all the discussion forums. It's a big, big topic. The problem that we have is that we are dealing with data in new ways, and we are dealing with data in real time. We are making decisions based on information that is extremely fresh, and we have to act quickly on it if we're going to make good use of it. That's the big challenge right now in analytics and in business intelligence, is responding quickly and understanding what it is we're seeing. Now, the problem that we have is that we tend to render our visualizations of data in very old-fashioned ways. We use very static graphs. We use graphs that have been ubiquitous in business for, you know, 50 years. And we really are not up to date in terms of visualizing data that really gets across the dynamics of the information that we're looking at. What we lack and what we need in data visualization is a better visual paradigm for rendering time series information, where I'm watching something change over time. Now, the devices can keep up. We have extremely powerful devices in our pockets and sitting on our desks for visualizing data in sophisticated ways. I mean, there are hardly any people listening right now who don't have a kid at home who is using an Xbox or a PlayStation who isn't very, very tuned into the fact that we can do an awful lot with making pictures move in meaningful ways. What we need are graphic representations of data that are animated, that allow us to view information, time series information in particular, in ways that allow us to understand what's going on. Now, one more thing that we need to see in data visualization is more what-if functionality, where I can have a graph on screen, and I can move something on one axis of the graph, and I can see the consequences. if this factor or that factor changes. For instance, if I'm in some kind of a sales situation, I can say, okay, suppose my supply of spare parts increases during this part of the year. You know, how fast can I move to move more products before Christmas? That sort of thing. If we had more what-if functionality in our standard graphics, that would be a big help to people in just about every industry.
Some of the major vendors are working on bringing new visualizations into their platforms, but there's a fair amount of work to do here, right?
There's an awful lot of work to do, and one problem that I have seen is that the major vendors of the core products, like Microsoft, are counting on third parties to deliver a lot of this functionality, and I'm not sure that's the smartest thing. I think what needs to happen is the industry as a whole needs to come together, and we need somebody to put together an industry standard for visualization that will take hold. Now, that's a real opportunity for whoever gets that ball rolling, and I'm hoping that we see something like that in 2016.
Interesting. In all my conversations, there's definitely been a lot of talk about the voids in terms of visualization charts and graphs, as you mentioned, and just more advanced looks to what we're looking at. But nobody's talked about standardization. That's an interesting idea.
Well, I'd love to see it happen this coming year.
Yeah. Well, we'll be watching it, you and I.
Oh, yes, we will.
And I have a feeling we'll be talking again soon. As always,
sure.
Scott, it's great to have you.
Always my pleasure.
And for more on content analytics and Microsoft, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.